On Bulls, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, a show for the most passionate fan base in the NBA.
White, couple of jab steps, comes up shooting top three, bam! Put him in the Hall of Fame!
Your number one source for Chicago Bulls news and stories.
What more y'all want me to prove, man?
Levine with a runway, lays it in! Zach Levine!
Find that man every time down the floor.
Hosts Jordan Malley and Matt Peck dive into the best Bulls news and stories around the NBA.
Jordan Malley. Jordan, great to see you. Through our 670 score scope, yep.
Where is he?
And it's right over there, Bill.
Joining me now, Matt Peck, Locked On Bulls podcast, producing podcasts left and right, even in the offseason.
On Twitter, at Locked On Bulls, at Jordan C. Malley, and at Bulls underscore Peck.
I don't have Twitter. I don't do anything like that. And
I love what you guys do with the show. I listen to every episode. You guys are one of the best podcasts, period. Y'all keep doing what you do best. I love you guys.
So kick back, relax, and get ready for the best hour of your day.
It's raw.
You can just see the vibe.
Locked On Bulls starts now. Here are your hosts, Jordan Malley and Matt Peck.
Okay, cool. I was hoping it wasn't one of those knucklehead programs.
What's up and welcome into Locked On Bulls, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'm Jordan Malley, along with me is Matt Peck. Follow us on Twitter at Jordan C. Malley, at Bulls underscore Peck, and at Locked On Bulls. Hit us up on our text and voicemail line, 331-979-1369. Drop your text, your voicemails, anything you got for us, 331-979-1369. Happy Friday to you, Matt. Looking forward to a lot of Bulls action over the next week or so, man. I was just looking at their schedule, and the Bulls have 5 games in the next 8 days and quite a few tough opponents too, but for the first time in a while, the Bulls are going to actually get a stretch of games where they're going to be able to play at home. So I'm excited to preview some of the matchups that they have going on this weekend, talk a little bit about LeBron James, who we will see tomorrow. But first and foremost, man, how are you?
What's up, Jordan? What's up, Bulls Nation? Doing well, looking forward to a weekend packed with Bulls basketball, you know, back to back Friday and Saturday night. I'm excited that, you know, we'll get another crack at LeBron and the Lakers on Saturday. But before that, a what looks to be very winnable game here tonight, facing off against the Charlotte Hornets, who, like the Bulls, are 6-8. The Hornets are coming off of 2 straight losses to the Raptors in, you know, one of the many little, you know, 2-game mini series the NBA is doing this season to cut down on travel. But, you know, they've got some interesting, exciting pieces on that team. Of course, they are now the team with Gordon Hayward after he departed Boston. He's averaging 22 and change for them points per game this season. And, of course, the young and exciting rookie, the number 3 overall pick, LaMelo Ball, who's doing some pretty wizardry things with the basketball already in his rookie year.
The weird thing is we're going to see a former Hoosier and Cody Zeller, I believe, is going to play in limited minutes for the first time this season, too, coming back from a fractured hand.
The last I heard, he was ruled out, but are they saying he might play?
So it says, so Woj tweeted out yesterday, Charlotte upgraded center Cody Zeller, fractured hand to probable versus the Bulls on, looks like Woj messed up the day. So he thought the Bulls and Hornets were going to play on Sunday. That's, that is not right by Woj. So maybe in limited minutes, it doesn't, like, ESPN right now, as I'm looking at it, has him ruled out. I don't know if anything has changed, but the beat writer too from Charlotte says probable for him to play, but in limited minutes. So I guess we'll still have to wait and see. Yeah.
I think it's just absolutely perfect that the person or the player, that people are confused about and whether or not they're playing is Cody Zeller. That is the quintessential, we don't know if he's playing or not because he's not important kind of player.
Seriously, although the Hornets have been looking for their big for a very long time. Although I will say Bismack Biyombo has done a decent job kind of filling that role. And they've been playing small ball too, the Hornets have. I think the biggest thing, Matt, tonight is going to be reducing the amount of three-pointers the Bulls give up. It seems like a common theme, but if the Bulls struggle from 3-2, they've got to find a way to stop Rozier and Hayward. Both of those guys are shooting over 45% from three in January alone. Hayward's making about 2.5 threes a game, and Rozier is making about 3.5 per game. So I think that's the biggest key to this Hornets. Get off to a good start, but eliminate Rozier and Hayward just having an absolute takeover of a game.
Yeah, and I think that we're going to get another good test for our rookie, Patrick Williams. you know, the Bulls have some media availability this, you know, as we're approaching noon here on Friday about, you know, pregame against the Hornets. And we've gotten some awesome quotes from Patrick Williams about tonight's matchup, because first of all, on returning to the Charlotte area where he grew up, it's his hometown, Patrick Williams said, quote, "We have a job to do. I'm looking at it more as another game rather than making it a big deal," as far as playing in his hometown. And then when asked if he was looking at tonight as a duel between him and fellow lottery pick rookie LaMelo Ball, this is a quote from Casey Johnson, who said he had an incredulous look on his face and said, quote, "Nah, I'm guarding Gordon Hayward," which I absolutely love. This no-nonsense 19-year-old who just, like, he's just so straightforward. He shoots from the hip. All he cares about is his defensive assignment and going in and trying to get a W. He doesn't care about a homecoming game. He doesn't give a shit about LaMelo Ball. He's going to try and slow down Gordon Hayward tonight, and I'm looking forward to watching that matchup.
He shoots from the hip and hip when he shoots. Dude, he is actually pretty funny. Like, I saw a video the other day tweeted out, I think it was the Bulls account, of him, like, singing some Drake lyrics before he was taking questions at shoot around. So there is some personality to him, I think, like we saw with Kobe White last year. And man, this is, like, those two dudes are going to make this team a whole hell of a lot of fun too. Maybe they can poke Markkanen in a little bit and try to get his goofy side out of him too, because I know there is one in there, and he's been way too serious for too long. So we need to poke him again and get him back to his rookie, like, happiness that he was at, and maybe a return to some normal play and some consistency for him will bring back some of those positive vibes for him. But I mean, I've been nothing but short of impressed with Patrick Williams so far this season. I think a lot of Bulls fans have been too.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, Gordon Hayward sounds like a, like not a cakewalk matchup, but compared to some of the other juggernaut stars that P-Dub has already been asked to guard in, like, the first dozen games of his NBA career, he's had to guard Giannis. He's had to guard LeBron. He's had to guard Kawhi. Like, Gordon Hayward, yeah, I can close down Gordon Hayward, sure, no problem. To me, the big key for the Bulls, if they're going to be able to get a W, you know, obviously try and contain LaMelo Ball and his playmaking, which, you know, some nights he erupts, and, you know, their second loss against the Raptors, LaMelo was pretty quiet, just, you know, 11 points and four dimes in 23 minutes, but it's the other role players on the Charlotte team that have been just, like, the Achilles heel, kryptonite of this Bulls team this past couple of seasons, like Graham, you know, and PJ Washington, like these unknown young guys or unheralded young guys who were just, like, raining threes on the Bulls every time the Bulls and Hornets played last season. The Bulls have to be able to contain those guys as well.
100%, dude. And then, like, the few games I've been watching the Hornets play this season, it was more so either I had a bet or two, a player prop bet on it, one or two guys in a Hornets game, or vice versa in somebody that they were playing. Somebody I've been really impressed with, man, is Miles Bridges. That dude can get up and absolutely fly. So, I mean, if we see we're probably going to see Miles Bridges attempt at least one or two posterizing dunks, either against Gafford or even if Carter plays. I'm not sure if he's going to play tonight or not, but one of those two I can see. Miles Bridges, like LaMelo Ball alley-oop to Miles Bridges, is going to be attempted at least once tonight. But you're right, it seems like the unknown players on this Hornets team have come back to strike the Bulls. It hasn't necessarily been their stars of the last couple of years. So I just hope Terry Rozier or Gordon Hayward doesn't light it up for like 30 or 40 tonight and we'll be good. Just don't do what you did 7 days ago to me. Please, just don't do that. That's all I'm asking.
Right. Please no. And as for Wendell, who you mentioned, Jordan, we haven't gotten an update from him yet. We'll probably get some kind of update this afternoon. But the last we heard yesterday is that he did travel with the team to Charlotte and is considered doubtful as of yesterday for the game against the Hornets, but went with the team. And so there's a possibility that he'll warm up and still decide to play. But real quick, okay, before we move on from this preview and take a look at the Lakers again, Did you hear how Wendell got this hip accident?
Oh, I heard. I saw.
Or the quad contusion, I mean.
Yeah.
Did you see who he had a, quote, freak accident with in a practice? Because it was our guy, Denzel Valentine. Of course it was.
You know, he just plays. Denzel just kind of plays, man. He just has a feel for it.
Yeah, he just plays. He never knows where he is on the court or where he's going or what he's doing. And sometimes he's hurting his own teammates. My God.
Yeah, it's unfortunate timing for Denzel. I mean, the Bulls got to stop hurting each other in practice, man. I know things get aggressive and crazy, but I mean, this has been a common theme for the Bulls over the last, what, three seasons? Just like unexpected injuries happening throughout these scrimmages and practices. I mean, we saw a dude punch another dude in the face in a practice.
Dude, it goes all the way back to that training camp, like day one practice when Taj Gibson accidentally broke Derrick Rose's face. It's
I totally forgot about that. I totally forgot.
Yeah, remember
about
that? Remember yes. Face mask Derrick Rose?
Yes, I do. I do. Damn,
he
man.
He just started going glass all the time because he had no depth perception.
Man, that is poor. Hopefully Wendell plays tonight, man. And if he doesn't, that's all right. We've got a game tomorrow against the Lakers that, I'll be honest with you, arguably more important. And the Bulls can shuffle things around and play a smaller lineup against the Hornets, so I'm not very, very concerned with that. Speaking of the opponent tomorrow night, Matt, want to get into this Lakers matchup and your boy LeBron James and what he might do tomorrow night at the United Center. But before we do that, want to tell our listeners about our friends over at betonline.ag. You know, with a bunch of games going on tonight, Matt, I've got at least a few player props lined up, especially for this Bulls game, and you can too by signing up for a free account today at betonline.ag. Using the promo code LOCKEDON, you'll get a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. So you deposit $100, you're going to get $50 for free to play with. You deposit $250, you're going to get $125. It's that simple. By just using the promo code LOCKEDON, you receive a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Here's the two I'm in on, Matt. So over the last 2 weeks, do you know who the number one 3-point makes on average per game is among the entire NBA? Could you guess?
You mean player or team?
Player. The amount of makes he's making in a game on average over the last 2 weeks.
I mean, I don't know.
It's our boy. It's Zach LaVine.
Is it our boy Zach LaVine?
It is. Zach LaVine is averaging 5.2 3-point makes per game in the month of January. And that's the best out of anybody in the NBA right now. So I'm going to take Zach LaVine over I'm going to take him at over 5 threes tonight. He's at plus 129. So you bet $10, you're going to win 13. So I'm going to take that. That's one of my favorite player props of the night. You can take it at even money, too. So, but Zach LaVine has been lighting it up.
We're playing the Hornets. He's going to sink 14 threes tonight.
That is true, too. So I'm going to be looking at a lot of the 3-point field goal makes as far as player props go in this Hornets-Bulls game. And you guys should, too. Go to betonline.ag. Sign up for a free account right now. Use the promo code LOCKEDON for a 50% welcome bonus. Bet Online, your online sportsbook experts. All right, Matt, let's talk a little bit about the Lakers. They pulled off a great win last night against the Bucks. And my biggest question here is, again, like we had on the road, is AD or LeBron going to sit? Because that will change my outlook at how Saturday night will go down. What about you?
Yeah, I mean, the Bulls gave the Lakers a really good fight, a couple of weekends ago, and came up just short. It was a Anthony Davis-less Lakers team that night, but other than that, LeBron and all of his complimentary pieces, it was a good game. It was a tightly contested game, and now, like you said, if LeBron and AD are both a go, or maybe, you know, they give LeBron a night off and AD is in there, how does that change things up for the Bulls, especially with those guys and their size and trying to slow them down? And as we were just talking about, as far as tonight's game and maybe also being an issue tomorrow, the availability or lack thereof of one Wendell Carter Jr. and trying to slow down this, you know, this Lakers offensive juggernaut, which actually, it's crazy. The Bulls right now are averaging 117.4 points per game this season. which is 2.3 points per game more than this Lakers team, the defending champs. The big difference, though, of course, is the defensive side of the ball, where the Bulls have really struggled. The Bulls giving up 120 points a game. That's right, averaging 120 points allowed. The Lakers just 105.2 points per game. So can the Bulls, especially if the Lakers are at full strength, find enough stops throughout the night? And then, of course, much like it was, you know, in that tight game against the Lakers, where the Bulls couldn't quite close, can they still execute their offensive sets down the stretch and cut down on the turnovers, especially in that fourth quarter, and give themselves a chance to win this game?
So it's going to depend, I think, a lot on tonight too, right? If the Bulls get out to a massive lead, and again, I'm knocking on wood here, people. If the Bulls get out to a massive lead, I would wonder if Zach LaVine takes it easy, just because he knows he's going to need to play the majority of the game against the Lakers to have any chance to stay in that game. I mean, and just like that, just like you were talking about the questionable availability of Wendell Carter Jr. also throws kind of a wrinkle into this too. But I could see the Bulls maybe running with their second unit a decent amount tonight if they feel comfortable up against this matchup against the Hornets. But this is a game the Bulls can't lose. Like, if you're trying to beat the teams you should, the Hornets should be a team that you can beat. And I would say, if the Bulls get out to a decent lead, maybe they say, hey, you know what, Zach, take a break. We got a game tomorrow. We've got five in the next 8 days. So we don't want to overdo right. It with Zach. So,
yeah. And, it, you know, even if Wendell is out tonight and maybe they try and, you know, save him up so that he feels completely ready to go in a bigger game against the Lakers on Saturday. It sounds like P-Dub's going to play, you know, after missing his short absence for one game. And guess who is with them on this trip to Charlotte? Because it's Sato and it's Hutch. The two guys who have been out and quarantining after positive COVID-19 tests are back with the team and both expected to be ready to go and suited up and in the lineup, or, you know, at least available to be in Donovan's rotation tonight. So those are two big pieces that were giving you quality bench minutes before they had to go, you know, quarantine for a couple of weeks. So now, like you said, if there's, you know, if there is a way or ways in which Zach LaVine can preserve himself, preserve his energy, and not have to go all out tonight to just beat the measly Hornets, then the total package of pieces available to Donovan tonight could be a nice way to just get a balanced team victory with, you know, have one of those nights where you got six or seven guys in double figures and Zach doesn't need to score 35.
100%, man. And honestly, if they do decide that we might see Denzel a little bit tonight again, but I think Chandler Hutchison,
don't you say it.
And say, well, the caveat would be Carter doesn't play tonight, and then okay, they have to get a little creative with things. And I mean, you've got enough wings to be able to do that. And the lineup that they've been closing with, man, is one that I don't think we all expected this year. So that makes me more encouraged, is if they don't have Carter, they're going to be creative enough to where even Zach could get a break tonight. And I mean, Zach in the month of January, man, is averaging damn near 38 minutes a night playing. Right. So, I mean, to give him a break.
And if Wendell's out, we all know who Billy's closing with. Thad Young is going to be our closing center, and he's going to play 35 minutes, and 30 of those minutes are going to be as a small ball five.
Definitely. And I, you know what? Actually, this question is important too. Do you think he goes back to that? Because we even heard him this week say that as opposed to going to Gafford, he likes the option of being able to push Markkanen and use him at the five in a lot more rotations than he does like using the traditional center in Gafford. Do you think that throws a wrinkle into his closing lineup tonight if he does decide to go with Thad at the five? Or do you think maybe we see more of Markkanen at the five tonight, especially if Carter's out?
I think it will largely depend on the margin of the game. You know, in the final 5 minutes of the fourth quarter, are the Bulls winning by a lot? Are they trailing by a lot, God forbid? Is it a tight game? Because I think that points to your answer. Most often this season, when is a tight game close and late, Billy Donovan has Thad Young out there.
I would hope so, man. I mean, just from the pure sake of let's not have what happened a week ago happen again. That would be my determination. And that would be good, too, because then it's Billy Donovan learning from his mistakes as well. So,
right. Although, you know what? I certainly wouldn't mind seeing Lauri Markkanen being the one to actually close a game for once.
Hell yeah. Like, hell yes. Please.
Can we get a big Lauri fourth quarter? I feel like I have never, ever, ever seen that. Give me a fucking Lowry fourth quarter and a W, please.
Seriously, it would be really, really nice. I mean, over the last, just in the month of January, I know Lowry's only played two games, but he's averaging 21 points. Zach is averaging damn near 30 at 29.6. He's top five in the NBA in scoring this season, too. So that might be something to monitor as well. But I'm very encouraged and very excited for tonight, and it'll be our first opportunity to see LaMelo Ball in action up against this Bulls team.
Absolutely. And Jordan, before we go today, we're also going to take a quick look at the Celtics matchup next Monday. First time the Bulls will see them after their earlier matchup last week was postponed because of COVID protocols. Before that, though, wanted to tell our listeners about our friends at rockauto.com. With the ever-increasing number of makes and models, it's almost impossible to stock all the parts you need in a traditional chain storefront. Why endure often pointless or seemingly intimidating questioning and wait while the counterman orders the parts on their computer, choosing only the brand that their warehouse happens to carry? You've got a computer with access to rockauto.com at home and in your pocket. And especially these days when everybody's trying to save themselves a trip, trying to cut down on trips to the store, when, you know, what people are trying to be safe, people are trying to stay healthy, just shop online at rockauto.com. RockAuto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They've got everything from engine control modules and brake parts, to tail lamps, motor oil, even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic car or your daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your front door. Best of all, prices at RockAuto.com are always reliably low, and they are the same for professionals as do-it-yourselfers. Why spend up to twice as much money for the exact same parts? So go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Be sure to write "Locked On" in their "How did you hear about us" box so they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need, rockauto.com.
So we touched on the Lakers just quickly, but you know, that trade scenario that we had thrown at us in mailbag the other day, you'll get your perfect opportunity to see some of those pieces in place, too. And again, that trade proposal, I'm just not excited about Kyle Kuzma. But me saying that now, Matt, Kyle Kuzma's going to drop like 22 on us at home on Saturday night. But is there anything else that you're worried about quickly about the Lakers before we move quickly to the Celtics?
Yeah, I mean, worried about in particular, as far as, you know, other than the obvious, which is the freight train of LeBron and Anthony Davis, not really. I mean, I think when you are trying to get a W against a quality opponent like that, and as we have seen this young Bulls team still struggle to do at times this season, you can't, you know, runs are inevitable. But I need the Bulls to not have a run that kills their chance of winning the game or giving up a run, I should say. Not one of those runs where the Bulls' offense just completely combusts, falls apart. They go five and a half minutes without a freaking field goal. Meanwhile, it's LeBron and it's the Lakers in transition, and you blink and it's like an 18 to nothing run. The Bulls cannot afford to let that happen, especially at any point in the second half, or they will sink against a team this good.
Man, you're 100% right. In a lot of those losses, especially in the OKC loss too, but even go back prior to that, the Bulls give up one or two massive runs every single night. It's like you can book it, dude. It's a 16-2 run. It's a 20-4 run somewhere in the first half or somewhere in the second half. I'm with you. Like most nights, the Bulls stay in games because they can combat that early. But it's those late runs in the third quarter or the fourth that just are absolute killers. I think the motivation killer is when they give those up in the first half. It's like the Bulls not making shots in combination with giving up massive, massive runs. I just think that depletes their confidence completely. So I'm 100% with you on that.
Yeah, and of course, you know, again, like I said earlier, trying to get some key stops, especially if the Bulls are in the game late, they got to figure out a way to get some stops. Make sure you are strong on the defensive glass too. And that might be tougher if Wendell is not in this game on Saturday, but a team as good as the Lakers are. And this certainly, there were a couple of killer possessions late in their loss to the Lakers earlier this season where you gave the Lakers a second chance opportunity. You cannot give LeBron James and Anthony Davis multiple chances to put a bucket on you late in the game. You got to get those boards on their misses. You cannot give them second chance point opportunities.
And just don't let their side guys beat you, right? Like a Caruso, like a Kuzma, even KCP. KCP against Milwaukee was 7 for 10 from three, I think.
If Caruso beats us, pack it in, go home, season's over. Come on. Dude, Zach LaVine and Kobe White took turns cooking the ever-loving shit out of Caruso the first two times
these that
teams,
is true.
Or the first time these teams matched up.
Kentavious Caldwell-Pope.
Who we're high on.
He's the one I would be worried about, though. I don't know. Like you said, though, let's avoid what happened last year when the Bulls hosted the Lakers. I know they were without AD, but still, let's avoid them coming back from a 22-point deficit at halftime. If we can avoid that, I'm cool with anything else. And the Bulls played them really, really well, just not even 2 weeks ago when they were on the West Coast road trip. So I'm hoping for that again, similarly on Saturday. And I honestly, Anthony Davis is probably going to play. Him coming back to Chicago, it's going to be somewhat of a big deal for him. Maybe LeBron right. plays in limited minutes, but I think you're going to see both of those guys thrown at the Bulls tomorrow night.
And guess what? If that Warriors team that we absolutely should have beaten in what was that, like our third game of the season, a game that the Bulls, even before they got their shit together, absolutely should have won. If that Warriors team could beat the Lakers, which they did the other night, we can beat the Lakers. It is a winnable game. But like you said, you know, first games first, focus on Charlotte, try and get a W in a much easier matchup to come away with a win. And goodness gracious, Jordan, are we talking about a potential three-game winning streak if we get a dub tonight?
I can't believe it. I honestly cannot believe it, but I think we are. You know, regardless of tomorrow night's outcome, three-game winning streak
Dallas
would be
and
nice.
Then Houston. We got a little three game winning streak potential on deck tonight.
I'm excited for it, man. Quickly, the matchup we're gonna have on Monday night, because I figure we're gonna spend most of the time discussing and reacting to both of these games tonight and tomorrow night on Monday's episode. So I want to give you a quick preview of the Celtics. Have you watched Kemba Walker play at all since he came back in just the two games that he's been back this week? Because the other night he was great. I think he went 5 for 7 from three, was passing the ball all over the place. They're missing Jason Tatum right now, but he doesn't look like he's skipped much of a beat either as far as their point guard situation goes. Any interest if his name starts being floated out there for trade possibilities?
Ooh, man. I mean, of course, interest. I have always been a Kemba Walker fan, advocate. I think he gets nowhere near the amount of credit and respect that he deserves in this league for his skill and production. It's a damn shame that, you know, MJ could not build a goddamn thing around. He was in Charlotte, just wasted talent, wasted years of his prime. I love watching Kemba play, man. And so, of course, if for whatever reason the Kemba in Boston thing doesn't work out, I if on the Bulls, I would, of course, at least pick up the phone and you know, see what they're looking for. You mentioned Tatum also. I mean, that's a big absence. He has been dynamite this season when he's been out there. Not quite Zach LaVine dynamite. You know, Zach's averaging 27.4 points per game, which is fifth in the league right now on 49.8% shooting. Tatum is right on his heels at 26.9 points per game and 47.4 from the floor. So, you know, that's a lot of production is off the table for the Celtics, which will, of course, you know, they'll try and make up for that with a collective effort. But like that, they're just such a deep team, man. And they have so many guys who are playable. And then on any given night, they have guys that can go from being a role player to a guy who leads the team in scoring if need be, or is second on the team in scoring. And like, to me, the greatest example of that is Marcus Smart. Like, if they need Marcus Smart to get, like, you know, 20 points, you know, 10 boards and 7 assists, he can have games like that. He's actually leading this Celtics team in assists coming into this matchup against the Bulls at 5.5 per game. Marcus Smart is averaging 5.5 assists per game. The dude is a crazy Swiss Army knife of basketball talents and skills. And especially if Tatum is out, he looked to him to have a bigger impact on this game for the Celtics.
I've been impressed, too, in the limited time I've seen Peyton Pritchard play, too, the rookie guard from Oregon. They took in, like, the late first round. Dude, he's a walking bucket from three, too. And they've actually started to use him more than they used their off-season signing in Jeff Teague, which is crazy. But you're right. Like, they've got all of these role players that can step in, especially young guys like Grant Williams and Robert Williams, too, stepping into the roles that need to be filled and play it actually at a decent clip. But you're right. They miss Tatum so much. Jaylen Brown misses Tatum so much, too. You can just tell as being a guy that pretty much automatically gets double teamed from the first quarter on, he misses having that extra scoring option in Tatum. And Tatum in the month of January, man, has been nothing but excellent, averaging 30.2 points per game, shooting 45% from three and six rebounds and five assists a game. It's been crazy. So maybe Tatum doesn't play on Monday night. If he doesn't, then I think all indications are that's a way easier matchup for the Bulls as opposed to him playing. So I guess we'll just have to wait and see, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know the Celtics are going to be coming into this game hungry for a win because they're coming off of two losses here. They're playing tonight against the Sixers, so maybe they can get a W there, but they just lost to the Sixers. And before that, Jordan, did you happen to catch the final score of that Celtics-Knicks game from a few nights ago? Because, oh my God. What? I'm sorry, what? The Celtics lost to the Knicks by 30?
Oh, but yeah. It's the Kentucky Knicks, man. The Kentucky Knicks.
The Celtics double lost to the Knicks?
It's the Kentucky Knicks, man. Tom Thibodeau has that team absolutely rolling. And again, he's going with the format of playing his dudes like 40 minutes a night. So, I mean, I couldn't believe it either, but... The Knicks are actually talking about playoff opportunities. Like, that's where that franchise is so excited right now, is they're like, oh, we can squeeze an opportunity to maybe be in a play-in game or maybe be the seventh or eighth seed in this. Like, that's their expectations, I mean, right now, man.
Which is not crazy at the moment, because if you take a look at the Eastern Conference, man, the Knicks are 8-8. 8-8!
Julius Randle's played really well.
They are currently the sixth seed. You got Cleveland at 7-7. Atlanta's also 7-7. Orlando 7-8. Miami 6-7. Charlotte 6-8. Bulls 6-8. So, like, you know, you expect, you know, at some point the Heat to get their shit together. You know, they're not going to the finals again this year, but they're better than currently being in the 10th spot. You know, Atlanta has had a rocky start. They're missing some key pieces, but I would expect Cleveland to fall off at some point. So as of right now, though, the Knicks are 100% in that, you know, in that, that race for the back half of the playoff spots in the Eastern Conference. And like you said, it's because Tibbs is sending his boys, Barrett and Randall out there for damn near 40 minutes a night.
RJ Barrett's shown a lot of improvement for all the shit that he's gotten into the start of his career. He dropped 28 on the Warriors last night and looked really, really good. So good for him. And yeah. I think he's only like 20 at this point, too. So patience with people.
He and Randall, I mean, you could talk about either of those guys being the conversation for most improved this year if they keep up what they're doing.
They're going to have to hope Christian Wood cools off, because I think Christian Wood's probably got most improved player locked up right now.
I mean, how can you have it locked, like, you know, 15 games into the season?
You're right. We're not even 25%.
I agree with you. He's probably leading the charge right now of the candidates for that award. But there's a lot of season left to play.
Grant, too. He's got a case for it as well. Like, I mean, granted, he's shooting like 25 times a game, too, and basically doing everything for Detroit to keep them in games. But yeah, you're right. There's no locked up for most improved yet.
Pistons team is a mess.
It is, but it's weird. It's a weird watch, that's for sure. But I think that's going to about do it here on Locked On Bulls. Thanks for joining us. We will have a second episode out after this, a little bonus mailbag for you guys, too. So catch that episode. Thanks for listening all week long. Hopefully you guys enjoy Bulls and Hornets tonight. You can follow us on Twitter at Jordan C. Malley, at Bulls_Peck, and at Locked On Bulls. Hit us up on our text and voicemail line, you got a thought throughout the weekend during these games as they conclude, whether you're angry, you're happy, you're sad, whatever you got for us, 331-979-1369. Drop your voicemails, your text messages, anything you got for us there, 331-979-1369. For Matt Peck, I'm Jordan Malley. Bulls Nation, have a wonderful weekend. Be back on Monday with a fresh episode. For Jordan and Matt, we are out. Deuces.
Number one pick 2020.
LaMelo. Locked On Bulls, a show for the most passionate fan base in the NBA. Hosts Jordan Malley and Matt Peck dive into the best Bulls news and stories around the NBA. For more content and to stay up to date, head over to LockedOnBulls.com.
Thanks a lot.